1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2018, and we are in the Apple Valley studio where critically acclaimed bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bishop Oscar Moore. It is our weekly Wednesday Food for the Soul Bible study prayer session with Dr. Bishop Oscar Moore. We will pray for you, whatever the need, God will intercede. He will pray for you, with you, and about you. He will believe with you that God is going to answer your prayers. And God will take all your petitions with you to the throne of grace, and God will answer them in a timely fashion, in a timely manner. He will. He always has been, he always will be, and that will never change. God is always in the blessing business, but If you need prayer for any reason, call in. The call-in number tonight is 818-668-5428. Again, the number is 818-668-5428 is the call-in number for the radio show. All you need is faith, the grain of a mustard seed, for God to intercede. Ladies and gentlemen, our host for the evening, my bishop and pastor, your host tonight, Dr. Bishop Alphamore. God bless.
God Machine Radio Land tonight, amen. This is Dr. Moore, amen, coming to you tonight by the grace of the Lord, amen, and the goodness of his spirit tonight. We are here to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Thank God for my announcement tonight, amen, bringing us on tonight. Tonight is Wednesday night. Tonight is prayer night. Don't you dare to touch that dial tonight, praise the Lord. Jesus will answer your prayers. Jesus is concerned about you, amen, as we are here for 1 hour to take your prayer request along to the throne of grace. Jesus want to know what's on your mind. You call that number, praise the Lord, that my mouth has given you tonight, and we certainly will take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Amen. This is not a game. This is a serious thing. Amen. Be real with the Lord in every what you do. If you want Jesus to honor your prayer, just be real with him. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God for this opportunity. Amen. For Blog Talk Radio and all the, amen, podcasters, amen, that is carrying this tonight. We want to say we thank God for Stitcher. We want to thank God for, amen, several others. I can't think of a name right now, praise the Lord. But we want to thank God for you, amen, carrying this program, amen, and blessing people all over the face of the earth. We're getting ready, amen, is to open up the lines, amen, right now. But don't you dare to faint. Don't you dare to faint. This is not an hour. This is not a time, amen, when you faint. Amen. That means you quit praying. You're not thinking the Lord's going to answer your prayer. Don't you dare not to faint tonight. A man must always pray. Always, always. And give thanks unto the Lord. Regard, I don't care how rough it seems to be, Jesus is listening to your prayers tonight. Jesus is listening to your prayers. Jesus knows what you're going through with. Even before you go through with it, Jesus knows what you are going through. So, amen, I'm asking you tonight, amen. Call somebody. Call your friends, amen. Somebody and tell them that Dr. Moore is on the air tonight. Amen, with the staff here in Apple Valley, and we are here to take your prayer request to the throne of grace tonight. I know the Lord has been good to you, amen, because you're still in the land of the living. I know the Lord has been good to you, amen, and I want to say, amen, you ought to give him some praise and thanks tonight. All we got to do is look around and say, amen, and see, amen, the disaster, amen, that is happening in our country, amen. In the United States, praise the Lord. Look at amen for those people that's going through down in North Carolina and South Carolina. Oh, we ought to be grateful tonight. We ought to be grateful and we ought to be praising the Lord. We ought to be pleading to the Lord for his goodness that he has spared us. Amen. Another day and haven't let these climate happen to us. But you know, amen, we're living here in Los Angeles and you know, amen. Even the center man know, amen, that we are overdue for this great big one, this earthquake. So let us be thankful tonight. Let's give praise to the Lord. Amen. God is concerned about your, amen, body, but he's more concerned about your soul than he is your body. Is your soul ready to meet your Savior tonight? God bless you. This is Dr. Moore, and we're going to open up the lines at this time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. We want to hear from you tonight. Amen. And if you have a testimony tonight, amen, you've been listening to this broadcast and the Lord have blessed you. Amen. Share your testimony and let people know, amen, that you have been blessed. I am so grateful for those of you, amen, that is listening, amen, and cannot call me. But, amen, you let me know that you are still listening to this broadcast. I'm so grateful. I'm thanking the Lord for the 62 ministry, amen, that follows, amen, this ministry every Wednesday and Thursday night. I am so honored. I am so pleased. This is your ministry. And we give all praise and all glory to the Lord for what he has done right now. Amen. I can see the body of Jesus Christ. We must gather together like never before. Amen. Names is obsolete right now. Amen. If you believe in Jesus, amen, and you obey in Jesus Christ, you are my brother and you are my sister. Amen. Let us come and have one mind and be of one accord. The devil is trying to claim victory, but amen, victory belongs to the saints of God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, not some things, but if you are an overcomer tonight, you shall inherit all things. God bless you tonight. Amen. We are opening up these lines tonight. Amen. We are going to be waiting on your call tonight. Just wake up somebody. Tell somebody, amen, that Dr. Moore is on the air tonight. And he want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. And if I say it's God have blessed you throughout, amen, this broadcast, amen, that we do, amen, talk to me tonight. Let me hear the report. Amen, we want to give praise and we want to give glory to the name of Jesus tonight. Amen. Don't let his name go down. And now in time you're living in now, do all you can to hold up his name. Don't let the name of Jesus go down. We are blessed. We are blessed to see another day, another day. We are so blessed. We're living in, amen, desperate time. We're living, amen, in times of pressure. We're living in times of anxiety. Amen. We're just living in times, amen, mankind, amen, is in doubt. We're living in times of confusion. My God, but put your mind on Jesus, and he'll keep you in perfect peace tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. Amen. He's not the author of confusion, but he is a peace. And if you let Jesus in your soul tonight, he will put peace that passes all man understanding down within you. When everything else is tore up in the world and you're going, amen, everybody else, amen, is going through and don't know what to do, Jesus will let his peace abide in you. He said, my peace I give you. Not as the world have, but my peace I give unto you. And I tell you, amen, I'm living on that peace tonight. Jesus gave me, amen, and as many others that have received him, he have given them that peace tonight down within their soul. And nobody can't take that away from you. Call in for prayer and ever what you need from Jesus tonight. Ever what you need from Jesus. Call in Dr. Moore, amen, and the staff will be more than happy is to pray for you and along with you forever what you need from Jesus. Now, remember, Jesus knows what you need even before you ask him. But he still wants you to ask. Ask, and you shall receive. Don't doubt the word of the Lord. Take the word as the word of God. If Jesus said, ask, be obedient. Ask him. And believe that he will and he is. He rewards those that diligently seek him. If you seek him, amen, from your heart, the Lord will reward you. Don't let it be from the lips, but let it be from the heart. There's too much lip service that's going on at this hour. And people wondering, amen, why things are not happening in their life. They are not seeking the Lord from their heart. They're honoring him with their lips. He said, but your heart is far from me. Be sincere. Be real tonight. Just be real tonight. You may not have served the Lord a day in your life, but if you be real tonight and ask the Lord ever what you want him to do, amen, I want to say the Lord will do it for you. Be real. Call us tonight, amen. We are here to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace tonight.
That's perfect. Call us from 818-641. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. 818-641. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. Your line is staticky, caller. Call back in and maybe it'll be a clearer connection. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Call us, amen. The line is open. And don't be defeated tonight, amen, by not being able to get through the first time. Try and try again. And that's what Jesus. God bless you.
Yeah. Caller from 310-508, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah, God bless you, Bishop.
I'll praise the Lord on my deacon tonight. God bless you tonight. God bless you. How are you tonight?
Hey, man. I'm blessed. I'm thank God for how he has blessed me with this arthritis. This my shoulders and stuff still, I would say about 80% better. And I just thank God for it.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. In all things, give the Lord thanks. Amen. That's a great big thing to us tonight. Amen. If we know that Jesus is moving in your body, amen, and you're feeling better, yes, we're going to give him praise and we're going to give him thanks for what he's done right now. Lord God, we're going to take our deacon prayer request to you tonight. He's thanking you, Lord. He's giving praise to you. He's giving honor. He's giving reverence to you for what you have done. Lord, it may be small in some people's sight, but it is great in deacon's sight what you are done to him right now. You're touching that old fevered body of his in the who sent down. And Lord God, you let your healing, but you go through that body and minister to that body right now, and we give you praise, and we give you thanks for what you have done and what you are done right now. We thank you for your knowledge that you have given us, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your obedience. Lord, for us being obedient unto you tonight. Continue to strengthen my deacon, Lord. Continue to cut that body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet in the name of Jesus right now. Almighty God, you have brought him from a long way. Continue to bring him, Lord. Continue to bring it. And continue, Lord, let him exalt your name like never before. In the name of Jesus right now, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you along with him right now. I thank you for what you have. And I thank him for what you're going to do because he has released his faith in you. Glory be to Jesus tonight. My God, that never who shall know. My Lord, continue to touch him right now. Continue to guide him. Continue to lead him in your direction. My Lord, as he stands, my God, on the street and witness to boys and girls, young men that old men. Lord, continue to strengthen him. My God, that some soul might see you within his life and turn from their wicked ways and glorify your name, which is in heaven. God bless you tonight, Deke. Thank the Lord for that report. Amen. We believe in the Lord. Going to continue is to bless you and bless you. Thank you for calling.
Caller from 310-637. You're live on the air. Dr. Moore, hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Sister Jennings calling. And I'm calling for prayer for all of my grandkids that God might shield and protect them when they go to school and on their way from school. I just want to let God have them up under his blood.
God bless you, Mother Jenny. That is a very serious thing. Amen. Because many people send their child to school and don't ask the Lord to cover them children under his blood. But we're going to, amen, take that, amen, prayer request to the Lord for you, and not only you, but many others out there.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Amen, our little children is living in the hour of jeopardy. We don't know what's going to happen from 1 hour to another one. Almighty God, this beloved grandmother tonight, is that the Lord is watching over all of her children, all of her grandchildren. That is going to these schools. And my God, as you let your blood cover right now. There is so much that's happening in this world, Lord, from 1 hour to another one. We don't know what's going to take place. But oh my God, we ask you. You see everything. And you know everything even before it happens. Lord, cover our children. My God, not only Mother Jim and Cher, but our children. Yeah, as they're going to school, cover them under your blood, Lord. Return them back to their home safe and sound in the name of Jesus. My God, I thank you for this mother right now. My God, thinking about her children tonight. Oh, Jesus, and oh, hallelujah. Give them an eternal yes, Lord. As she teaches them and instruct them in your way, we give them an eternal yes, Lord. Let them remember our Creator. Praise allow you. My God, in Jesus' name, continue to bless our children in our households right now. Let us set an example before them, Lord, that they may fear your holy name. Have a wash under your heart. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Mother Dennis tonight, Lord. I thank you for the wisdom that you have put in, Lord. And see them all listen in, Lord. I give you the praise and we give you the glory for us right now in the holy name of Jesus. God bless you, Mother Dennis. Thank you for coming.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, no.
God bless you tonight. Thank you for our children tonight, everywhere, all over the face of the earth. I'm praying for God's people tonight, his children and their children. Amen, that God's blood may protect them, keep them from hurt, harm, and dangers. Call us tonight. We're here is to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Jesus is on the main line. Call him up and tell him what you want. And I know Jesus is moving on your behalf. I know Jesus is working out things for you. Now, my God, if he's done that for you, let the world know. Amen, that you don't mind witness for Jesus. I am a witness for Jesus. Don't be ashamed to lift him up. Not in this day and time that we're living in, amen, right now. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Lift him up. Jesus needs somebody. He is to help lift up his name. Everybody don't want to lift up the name of Jesus. People that's praying, amen, to lift up the name of the devil, but everybody don't want to lift up the name of Jesus. But Jesus says, if I be lifted up, come on, from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. It takes people to praise him. It takes Holy Ghost folks, amen, is to lift up the name of Jesus. It takes saved people, is to lift up the name of Jesus. Call us tonight. Amen. Tell Satan to get behind you tonight. As Jesus said, you tell him to get behind you. Put the word on Satan. Amen. When Satan is trying to bombard your mind and throw you on every hand, put the word on Jesus. Jesus said, Satan, get the hint. Don't let him walk beside you. Don't let him walk in front of you. You put the devil behind you tonight. Satan is not your friend. He's your enemy. And he's out to destroy your very soul. Not only your body, but amen, he is out to destroy your soul if you let him. But don't let the devil do that tonight. This is Dr. Moore here, along with the staff here. Amen. In Apple Valley, call that number tonight, and we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. The Lord is just so good to us. The Lord is so good to us. And if you are not being released like you should, amen, God is not answering your prayer like you think he should answer your prayer. Jesus says, these kind come out by much fasting and praying. You got to lay that plate aside. If your prayers are not being answered like you want, you got to lay that plate aside. Denying is so flush. These kind come out by much fasting and praying. You got to pray and you got to stay consecrated and you got to fast. Yes, my beloved, every one of us, every one of us. Hallelujah. All over the land tonight, remember, amen, you are hearing my voice all over the land tonight. It is so important, amen, that we believers, amen, be of one mind and be of one accord. Come on, call Dr. Moore tonight and let me know, amen, that, amen, you are listening, amen, and the Lord is blessing you right now. Come on. Hallelujah. The storm of life is raging, but Jesus has delivered many through the storm of life. Remember, we are not exempted, amen, from trouble. And trouble is all over the face of the earth. Amen. We are not exempted from it. God bless you. Amen. This hour, amen, that we have, we want to utilize it for the namesake of Jesus tonight. Come on, children. Open your heart. Open your heart. Dial that number tonight, amen. And talk to Dr. Moore tonight because Jesus wants to hear from you. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love Jesus tonight? I believe that you love Jesus tonight. Amen. Well, just let the world know that you love him tonight. My soul, just couldn't be contented until I could hear from the Lord. Amen. We need to hear from the Lord. I don't know if your soul is contented or not. Amen. But we need to hear from Jesus. Jesus says, amen, if there is any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint them with oil and pray the prayer of faith that Jesus would heal. Stand on the word of the Lord tonight. I breathe the word of the Lord tonight. Oh, bless his holy name tonight. We must continue for the faith. Amen. Jews said, let us contend for the faith. Don't give up in this day and time and faint, amen, but hold on to the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. No matter, amen, what they went through with, they believed that Jesus would answer their prayer. He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I am God, and I change this night. He still answered your prayer. Hold on to the faith. Amen. Because of Adam's sin, we were born with a sinful nature. You find that in, amen, in Psalm 51 and 5, Romans 5, 12 through 14. For the law of Moses condemned us to die because of the curse. But God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18 and 4. If the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But the precious blood of Jesus Christ has redeemed those who were once under the curse of sin. The blood of Jesus has redeemed us who were once under the curse of sin. Jesus' blood has redeemed us. Hallelujah. We ought to give praise to the Lord tonight. You're not under the curse no more. Jesus, he paid the price with his own blood. Oh, he paid the price for you and I with his own blood. There is nobody blood like the blood of Jesus, the blood of the bulls, amen, and the blood of the goats, and amen, the blood of the pigeon and turtle dove. Their blood was not sufficient for us. But Jesus Christ, he was more than a man. He was more than a son of man. He was God incarnated in the flesh, come down, amen, through 42 generations, and he hung on Calvary and died for us. He paid the price for us. He paid the price for your sins and for my sins. He paid the price with his own blood and his life that mankind should not be condemned to die. You know, amen. Jesus, amen, want us to have life. He want to give us life more abundantly. He don't want to condemn us to die. Who knew no sin, because sin cursed that all might inherit eternal life. Galatians 3 and 13. Deuteronomy 21 and 23. The price of redemption could not be bought with silver or gold. You can't buy salvation with silver and gold. For sin required the utmost salvation, sacrifice. And he shed it, amen, the innocent blood, amen. The blood of Jesus, amen, that they pierced him in the side, washed our sins away. Call Dr. Moore tonight, amen. If Jesus' blood have washed your sins away, amen, and he have cleaned you. Call me and let us pray together tonight. Hallelujah. The law could only reveal sin. But Jesus Christ came that mankind might have a remembrance of sin. Under the law, one was powerless to overcome sin. But through faith in Jesus Christ, God transformed the mind and heart of an individual. God engraved his law in a person's heart and changed his nature to reflect his own image. See Jeremiah 31 and 31. Therefore, Christ, he died on the cross that the blessing of Abraham might be available to all peoples through faith and not by the work of the law. For what the law could not do in that it was weak, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh. Jesus done died for you. Jesus done died for you. I don't care who you are tonight and what you're going through with. Jesus done died for you. And he wanted to wash you in his blood.
Caller from 323. Caller from 323-392. You're live on the air with
Dr. Moore. Hello, caller. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Moore. This is your nephew, Elder Chris, and God bless you to you and your staff. I just want to say pray for me and my outreach team. We're going out this week. Pray for my brother Jesse. He's back in the hospital. And to those that say pray for me and pray that God give me strength.
God bless you, Minister Chris. Amen, amen. I was going to ask you the next time I talk to you, amen, about Brother Jesse, amen. How is he doing? I heard you just say he's back into the hospital.
Yeah, he's back in the hospital. He's been in there for a few days now. And I haven't heard anything else about him. So we just keep him in prayer and keep, you know, my outreach team, and we're going out this week. So
yes, sir.
And pray that God give me strength, Bishop. I got some decisions that God is speaking to me, and I know I got to do it, but you know, separation and all of that. So just pray for me. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Yes, sir, in the name of Jesus right now, thou servant, O Lord God, is coming before you, thou faithful servant, Lord, this young man, family is committed unto you. They're committed unto your work. And Lord Jesus, as they go all field out there in the highways and hedges and compelling men and women come unto you. Unless you give them your divine guidance, lead them in the way that you have them to go.
Yes.
Open doors for them that have been closed up on them.
Yes.
You make the way for them. I know that you're able in the good right now. And Lord God,
thank
not
you,
only
Jesus.
That, I want you to prevail
Jesus.
Over his household.
Yes, yes.
You know how to supply every
yes.
need in his household, which
yes.
is in glory right
oh,
now in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, as he ministers out your word, Lord, let it come back
yes,
to him.
Jesus.
I ask in
thank
the name of Jesus, strengthen him right now, Lord.
Yes. That's right
the
now.
That he desired to make, Lord, and
yes.
make you in
oh.
that decision, Lord. You work it
yes.
out, Lord. I know
this, Lord.
You're able.
Yes.
Oh, plant, let him hook the head about him now. Lord, let him plant his feet on your holy ground right now.
Yes.
Work it out for him right now. And trust his brother
yes.
of mine, God, and Jesse tonight. And not only Jesse, the rest of his siblings tonight.
Yes.
Trust him in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Lord, give them an eternal
yes,
yes Lord. We are praying, Lord. We are praying, Lord, that they go for the
yes,
yes,
yes.
In this late hour that we're living in right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Touching them in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Right now, Lord,
yes.
my God. My God, you say every
yes.
soul that sins shall die. My God, but you paid the price that we didn't have
yes.
to die. We didn't have a right to the tree of life tonight. My God, step in right
yes.
now, Lord, and bless him for this and bless his family right now, Lord,
yes.
to endure
yes.
ever what come upon them and ever
yes.
what they're going through with, Lord. Give them deliverance right
yes.
now, Lord. Give them deliverance right now, Lord. My
yes.
God, strengthen them on every hand.
Oh,
strengthen them on every hand, Lord. My God, we are doing your will, but Satan try to talk to us sometimes. But Satan, the Lord, if you say, I come right now. You continue
yes.
to continue. My God, I found your father.
Yes.
And destroy with your hands. My God,
yes.
I found in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That your word
be
free, Lord.
Yes.
People
yes.
who shall
yes.
have. Yeah, give him understanding
oh,
that you would have him in and do in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for him right now. I thank you for
Jesus.
Calling and let your love
thank.
Go with him right now, Lord. My God, let my love go with him. In Jesus' name we pray. Thanks, Lord. Go
thank
with
you,
Jesus
Jesus
tonight. Go with Jesus tonight.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you.
Yes, sir. God bless you. We love you.
Yes.
Caller from block number, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, how you doing, Bishop Alfred Moore? How are you, everyone?
We are blessed.
Yes. Can you please, I have a friend, her name is Cheryl, and her husband name is Jack. Can you please pray for them because they're in the middle of the flooding zone and they are very much in need of food and, you know, anything that helped them, but they have been 3 days without really food, water, because they cannot go anywhere because all the roads are closed and are flooded and because of Hurricane Florence. Yeah, please pray for Cheryl and Jack in North Carolina, please. And also for the whole people of the East Coast. Let us pray for them. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you tonight. Amen for Jack. Amen. Thank you for calling us tonight. We will take this request to the Lord right now. Lord God, my brother is calling. We are calling right now, Lord Jesus, because there is a need, Lord. There is a desperate need, and you care for your children. Lord, you said, cast our cares upon you, for you care for us right now. My God, this brother is calling because there is hunger in the land. My God, you said, I am the way. So make a way for him right now, Lord. My God, touch somebody's heart that is nigh and can help, Lord. Make them release them, Lord, and let them go there. My God, and supply this need for thee. My God, that is in trouble right now. We pray for them right now, Lord. We pray, Lord, we pray that your mercy will cover them right now and continue to cover them under your blood. Cover, thank you for this brother that is calling, Lord. My God, continue to bless him and continue to strengthen him right now in the time of crisis, Lord. Deliver us all, Lord. Deliver us all. Deliver us, and we give you the praise for what you have done and what you've done right now. In Jesus' name, I claim victory right now. I'll claim victory right now in Jesus' name. God bless you, my brother. I believe the Lord is going to honor our prayer tonight. Thank you for calling us. Amen. God bless you tonight.
Caller from 310. Caller from 310-447. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Bishop Moore, Katasha.
God bless you, my brother.
Calling in for prayer for me and my family, my church, and in my health.
God bless you, Brother Brandon, tonight. If you, Brother Brandon, if you go to the hospital, Brother Brandon.
Yes.
Did you go to the hospital?
Yes.
How did you feel?
Something happened. You got to go back.
I got to go back. Something went wrong, I guess. And they called me back 2 days later after I had all that and told me to come back in. Something is happening. So they told me to go give me a week. They want me to come back.
God bless you. Amen.
They got to do their procedure over again.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We give him praise and thanks to the Lord for what he has done. You just keep faithful unto the Lord. We're going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace right now. Almighty God, my beloved brother is calling right now. Lord, you have extended your grace and your mercy upon him right now. Lord, you have brought him this far through faith and continue to bring him on through faith. Whatever the test was, Lord, he had to go through it. Let it come out poverty in the name of Jesus. We're on right now and continue to strengthen them right now. I thank you for Lord him being able to come in tonight. Satan, I rebuke you. I fight in the name of Jesus. Strengthen my brother on every hand right now. Lord, do a miracle for him. Work a miracle for him in the name of Jesus. You care for him tonight. My God, you care for us. Minister to him, Lord. In Jesus' name right now. I thank you for him right now. And we claim in victory for my brother in the name of Jesus. We claim victory right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Brother Vernon. We believe the Lord going to bring you out. All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Jen, thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Tasha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 760-684, you're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey. Hi, Dad.
God bless you, daughter. God bless you tonight. Amen, amen.
Yes. Yeah, I'm calling in prayer for myself. Those are my blood pressure. It's very, very high. And for all my children, all five of them. And the grand.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah tonight. My Lord, my God, my God. Lord God, I know that there is no distance in prayer. You are everywhere. You are everywhere. And Lord, you got a ear that can obtain all of our cries at one time.
Yes.
Unless you go there in Las Vegas, my God, and touch my daughter right now. My God, I speak to that blood pressure. Oh, my God. Lower that blood pressure down. In the name of, Lord, now, Lord. My God, the things that she is going through with, Lord, give us strength to overcome it in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. And I keep calling up on your name right now. I pray for the daughters and I pray for all the grandchildren right now, Lord. You bring them under subjection, Lord. Bring them under subjection, Lord. My God, that they may say yes to your will. Oh, there is nothing too hard you can't do, Lord. Those are souls, Lord. In the name of Jesus, right?
In the name of
my
Jesus.
My God, I speak
Jesus.
To the demons that is coming through that
infirmity.
In the name of Jesus, right now. Give this mother strength, Lord. Help her overcome, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Every obstacle that is facing right now. This is your time.
Yes, Lord.
My God, and the yes, going Lord. Through. It's still glory. It's still giving you the faith. Work it out, Paul,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Keep under your blood, Lord. Keep under your blood.
Yes.
Keep under your blood, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep
hallelujah.
With a mind
thank
to say yes to you right now.
Yes,
it can belong to you.
Jesus.
This is the same.
Yes, Lord.
The same. So be it, Daddy, who shall in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh, keep the little the name of Jesus, my daughter.
Lord.
The Lord is with
thank
you.
You.
God bless you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Amen, who shall yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. The Lord want to work it out for you tonight. No matter who you are, where you at, Jesus wants to work it out for you tonight. Just try Jesus. Try Jesus. Let him know you're going through. And if you're not thinking about yourself, think of somebody else tonight. Prayer will change things. You out there can hear me tonight. Repeat that with me. Prayer, sincere prayer, will change things. God will honor your prayer no matter who you are and no matter what you're going through with. The Lord will honor your prayers. So don't faint. Don't you faint. This is not all what's going to come up on America. Amen. But we can't faint. If you're not able to give anything to anybody, if you can pray. If you can pray, think about somebody else, amen, that is in trouble tonight. Pray for those people, amen, that is in serious trouble. It could be you. It could be in your city, in your state. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight. Call us tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord. Amen. Along with the staff here in Apple Valley. Praise the Lord. We are leaning on the Spirit of Jesus tonight. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing is by the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord tonight. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they had believed on him shall receive from the Holy Ghost, was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. But if you believe on Jesus, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Spirit will clean you. The Spirit will wash you. The Spirit will refresh you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. When a person believes on Jesus Christ in obedience to the gospel, he has to assure of the promise of his Spirit. Of Jesus, Peter proclaimed, him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance unto Israel and forgiveness of sin. As we are his witness of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. Acts 5:31-32. God promised the Holy Spirit to all who exercise faith in him. Acts 2:39. God has promised you this great gift. All you got to do is exercise your faith in Jesus tonight. God bless you. Amen. This is Wednesday night, amen, and this is the time we take, amen, your prayer request to the Lord tonight. Come on, children, let us pray one for another tonight. There is great need, amen, not only the disaster, amen, but there is great need to pray, amen, for, amen, our president. It is great need. There is destruction, amen, all over the White House. We need to pray that God will touch his heart. Don't pray against him, but pray for him. Because the Lord knows what he's done. Oh, I give praise and I give thanks to Jesus. Amen. For what's taking place right now, because the Lord, amen, have everything under control. You have a few more minutes, amen, before this hour has, amen, then God from us. And I'm praying for God's people all over the land tonight. I'm praying for those that, amen, on the prayer list tonight. All over the world, amen, that asked me to pray for them tonight. God bless and be upon each of you. And no matter what you're going through, remember the Lord is with you. He said, lo, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. You're not suffering, amen, by yourself, amen. Jesus is right there with you. Touch everywhere over the face of this earth in the name of Jesus. My God, you know those that are in poverty. My Lord, and not even to hardly make it tonight, but let them claim victory. Through you tonight, they are rich in you tonight. Let their souls cry out to you tonight, Lord. You're about souls. You come to seek and to save that which was lost. Save souls tonight, Lord. Save souls tonight. Save souls tonight, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness that you have bestowed upon us all day long. We thank you for your righteousness and your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Bless all over the face of this earth in the name of Jesus. I'm claiming deliverance for God's people everywhere. Oh, hallelujah tonight. Amen tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Amen, along with the staff here in the Apple Valley. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. I'm excited about Jesus Christ. In the latter time that we're living in right now, amen, he said, behold, I come quick, and my reward is with me. And I'm going to pay every man according to his work. If you're working for Jesus, he's going to pay you. And if you're not working for Jesus, you're going to get paid too. But it's not what you're looking for. The hour is at hand, children. Jesus is soon to come. You done heard that and heard that, but I'm going to say, make yourself ready. Jesus is on his way back, and he don't want any of you to be left out of his kingdom. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to eternal life. The main purpose that Jesus came, amen, on earth, it was not for the healing of the body, but it was for the healing of the soul. Jesus wants your soul to be right with him. We love you out there in Radio Land. God bless you. Amen. This is Dr. Moore. Praise the Lord along with his staff tonight. Amen. You got time to call in. Praise the Lord and get your blessing tonight. Those of you this year, call in. Amen. Don't let this hour pass you. The Lord wants to do something for you. The Lord wants to do something for you. I feel it in my spirit. God wants to do something for you. Glory be to Jesus tonight. Glory be to Jesus tonight. He said, if you call me, I will answer you. So I'm telling you tonight, amen, try his word tonight. Call him, and he said, I'll answer you. That's how good our God is. And he said, why are you calling me? I would have been a gave you an answer. He's so swift. He's so swift. Amen. But he wants you to call him because he knows your needs. He knows what we are going through with. He sees everything at all times. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so grateful for those that called tonight. Amen. For your blessing. I want you to believe the Lord. Amen. It's honoring your prayer. Your prayer is not in vain. Believe it, amen, and no assurance, amen, that your prayers is not in vain. Jesus is honoring your prayers, especially if it's coming from a sincere heart. The Lord is honoring your prayers. All you got to see, do now, and look for the results of it. Praise the Lord, because he's working it out right now, even as I'm speaking right now. He's moving upon your prayer house right now. I feel the radiation of the Holy Spirit moving all over the world right now, touching and healing and delivering right now. Ah, praise the Lord. The Lord will take care of you. Cast your cares upon the Lord tonight, for he cares for you tonight. He cares for those that, amen, of you that don't even think that he cares for you. He cares for you. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. You got to love him with all your heart, all of your mind, and all of your strength tonight. You got to love him with everything that you have within you. Don't cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense or reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man will draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hebrews 10:35-38. The just shall live by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that's not seen. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore, along with his staff, saying, I love you. God bless you until tomorrow night. Into the hands of my now.
Awesome, Sob. Thank you guys all who caught in for prayer. We appreciate you always, always, always. Come back in tomorrow night. We'll be back for our weekly Food for the Soul Bible study session. Good night and God bless. Bye-bye.